We're playing live another musical journey. This time we're going to play music from West Africa, specifically from Mali. And it's really saddening us very much to know that on Friday, one of the main musicians from Mali and was on our playlist, he died at the age of 58. That was the Kora master, Toumani Diabaté. And we're going to start with one of my favorite songs of him. Well, he plays the Kora in there. The song is actually written by Ali Farka Touré. And the two of them are going to give us now Hawa Dolo.
Thank you.
Such a beautiful piece, that one of Hawa Dudlow, who is one of our favorites, including my partner Carolina. She loves this song. And I'm reading now from the Africa News. It's telling us about the past of Diabaté. And it says things like, well, he died in a private clinic in Bamako, which is the capital of Mali, of course. Was born in 1965 of a family of Groits. Diabaté is deeply rooted in Mali's rich cultural heritage, serving as a guardian of the nation's oral histories and traditions. And he managed to blend the traditional African music with contemporary music, and even mixing with all sorts of different genres. That was not from the African News. That was my bit here. And that was from the album On the Light of the Moon. And now we're going to play you more songs of Toumani Diabaté, again with Ali Farka Touré, from the album Toumani and Ali. So we're going to give you Ruby, Dodo. Let's do those couple. Thank you. Far Capture and Too Many Diabate from Mali. Now that was released in 2010, 4 years after the death of Ali, and the album is simply called Ali and Too Many. And Too Many will be now joining Ali up in the musician's heaven. And we're going to play you now from a solo recording by Ali Far Capture, Sabane. So we continue with our Mali special here in another musical journey con su amigo Javier en Irirangi of Aingaroa. If you are listening live, you're listening to 98.1 FM. If not, you might be listening in some future through a podcast. Well, I say no more, and I give you simply the Ali Far Capture.
D'autres pays. Adieu, ça va. J'ai trouvé le métro n'est pas un petit boulot. Mais je suis seulement des bombes. Donnez-nous des motopompes pour qu'on puisse quand même venir à nos besoins naturels pour trouver la vie et le savoir et la sagesse.
That was Ali Farka Touré, who died in 2006. And now we're going to listen to Vioux Farka Touré, who is Ali's son. And apparently Ali, his father, although he was a well-known, recognized musician, he disencouraged his son to do anything but continue the lineage as a tribe of soldiers. And thanks, it's good that Vioux took the guitar and started playing Haydn, you know. And finally he did his studies in music in the Institut National des Arts in Bamako. Again, Mali's capital. So I'll say no more. We'll give you one song by Vioux Farka Touré called Les Racines, which is something like The Roots.
Thank you.
that was a 2022 recording by Vux Farcature. And we move along with another in this Mali, West African Mali music special. And we're going to give you Boubacar Traoré, another wonderful guitar player. And we're giving you a few numbers from his album Ka Moun Ke, which is, you're going to listen to that. Actually, the album itself is called Congo Magni, from 2005.
Thank you.
Boubacar Traoré. Now he's got, like most people, have a really interesting story. In Mali, he was, well, obviously become famous for blending the blues and some of the Arab music with the structures of West Africa's Mande. And he was really popular, apparently, in the 60s. He's actually, he's 81 now. He was born in 1942. And he was played a lot in the radio in the 60s and in the 70s until, well, not quite to the 70s. Was a change of regime in Bamako, in the country, in Mali. And he wasn't then popular because he seemed to be a supporter of the previous regime. So in 1987, his wife died giving birth. And then he wasn't playing much of his music, so he moved to Paris as a construction worker. Until it was discovered again, and now he's enjoying his music. You know, so in 2001, he made an album, and, well, the rest is history, as they say. And we're going to give you a couple of more numbers for that Congo Magni album. The next one will be called Donia Tabolo and Independence. You're listening to Musical Journeys here in Dragland Community Radio. Iridangio Faingaro. Thank you.
saya ye tinga ye dinalode ye tinga vilite tinga ye de kutinga bevili ko ye tinga ye de kutinga bevili ko ye tinga ye de dobe sa dobe pangilat narode dobe sa dobe pangilat narode. idembe kabili kana fasula mali besanyele masalila mali besanyele masalila mumbeta ukana fasula mumbeta ukana fasula
Continue here in this musical journey. We've been playing here. We have about nearly an hour recording, so we have half an hour of more music from Mali. And we continue with another Traore, which is not related to Boubacar. And her name is Rokia Traore. And she was, is also from Mali, a bit younger, I say, was born in 1974, and she comes from, from the Bambara ethnic group. She's a wonderful singer and guitarist. So, Rokia Traore, we're going to give you Kamunke, Kolokani, and Strange Fruit. Remember that song made famous by Billie Holiday?
Maraba mukela nyawo nyama jom ambeni dienyeba. Waiti nyala nyawe nyama, ambena maraba.
Adamuke, dienye munka mundima.
Ufo.
Adamundi, dienye munka mundie. Dienye mana wara nyadoma, mwekela jonle difa. Adamuke.
Waina imaye, idusuda yini soria.
Traude from her album of 2013, Beautiful Africa. And we'll give you a couple of more numbers from another album of hers. It's called Ne So from 2016. And we're going to give you Colonali and, yes, Strange Fruit.
Bita so soma de biko, bita bosto soma de biko dumbe. Ngalaka na masi soma ndania. Nitara ikane soma ufonie. Nitara ikane soma ufonie. Ika funyana kone mafili umo. Heli nine yoro kaja, obero oho, nema nina uko. Nema nina koloka niko, fasi yako koloka ni. Basi yako koloka ni. Zambila si uko bele dugu, nema nyine maliko. Nitara ikafunyana, kone eta kolaba minke, uye baro duma minzigineye, balima baro minzigineye. Mamuso baro minzigineye, nene nyano fina tunga yamfa, nene ya miri ola odebe nene sodia, kone manyina uko kolokani. Ne manyina kolokani nko. Nitara ikafodum sowie, kone eta kolaba minke, uye baroduma minzigineye. Obunya yene nisodia kane, konoroba mpeu, kone manyina oko. Nete nyina kolokani nko, fasi yoko kolokani. Basi yako kolokani, zambila si uko bele dugu, nite nyine maliko. Bita so soma de biko, bita bo so soma de biko, dumbe oko sobike tumbonye. Sobike tumbonye. Nema nyine kolokani nko, fasi yako kolokani. Basi yako kolokani, zambila si uko bele dugu, nema nyine maliko. Basi yako kolokani, zambila si uko bele dugu, nema nyine maliko. Kaninko. found blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
Okay, amigos, we are here in Irirangi of Aingaroa. We just listen to Rokia Traore. And now we move to what is called the Golden Voice of Africa. And we're going to give you Salif Keita. Interesting story again. He was born as a prince in the village of Dojbila, Jobila, and born to the Keita royal family, who trace a lineage to Sundata Keita, founder of the Mali Empire, no less. The trouble with Salif is that he is an albino, and albinos and the Mandinka culture don't really go well together. They seem to be bad luck. So he have to leave his prince status to have to play in markets. So he start just basking in the market of Mali. He moved to Bamako. And then he become who he is now, the Golden Voice of Africa. I have the opportunity to see him live at one of the Taranaki Womath. It was quite an event with a fantastic band. And if you want to know, I saw him first in a really beautiful documentary, which I strongly recommend, from 1990, which is called One World, One Voice. And Peter Gabriel is part of that, putting together all of that. And it's a fantastic documentary. And you can see it free in YouTube. So One World, One Voice, I recommend it. And of course, Salif Keita is part of that. And we're going to give you, we're going to start with one of his classics, called Sina. that comes from her album The Mansa of Mali, a retrospective, a 1987 recording.
Sinabi kanuna tete, sinama bi.
That was from Salif Keita's from his album Follon. Of course, Africa is the same song from 1995. And now we want to give you a gift from Salif Keita. Albino is another kind of white, you know, and this time is collaborating with Yemi Alade. That was in the song Diaguara Pa. Then it's going to follow by Itarafo, correct, with Angelique Kidjo, another famous, not quite from Mali, but a neighbor anyway. And then Ganale with the South African Lady Smith Mambazo. So Salif Keita here in Irirangi of Aingaroa in another musical journey.
Oh, kono, Dagabanako, Ilemara.
Well, amigos, seems like time's up. We've been here on air from 1 hour and 34 minutes, so we're 4 minutes too long. But before I go, I want to thank very much my friend, mi amigo, Graham Donlon from Most FM. He's got a fabulous program called Music Without Frontiers. And also to our own DJ Benny L from across 110th Street, Beats, Ritmos and Stoops, because they send me messages of the death of Tomani Diabate. So, gracias amigos to keeping me posted in that. You know, and I'll say buenas noches, and I'll be here in a couple of weeks. Next week is our own Rodrigo be here with you guys in the station. So, hasta la vista.